Well, spending some time with Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And today we begin the first part in a three-part series dealing with weaning and transitioning of calves. And before we even get into any questions, Angie, just want to ask from your perspective, why do you think this is important?
Well, it seems like people do a really good job with their babies. They're right up front and center on the farm. They're real close to the barn, the parlor, so they get eye contact a lot. It seems like, you know, we kind of get them through. We think they're ready, and they might get pushed through a little fast depending on space. It just can be an issue if we don't watch some things on some farms, and sometimes maybe they're not quite ready to go through the stresses of weaning.
Now, interesting. This is a good question. Why do we call calves post-weaning transition calves?
Well, you know, a transition, they're transitioning from a diet mainly of milk to a diet consistent of dry feed. So baby calves on milk rely on their abomasum to digest the milk and support all their needs. As calves grow, you know, they start to wean, we're pushing them to be self-sufficient with their rumen, digesting grain and hay and things like that, and the abomasum is no longer used. So we're transitioning from one to the other.
Well, what about the fact, I mean, what happens if the calf isn't ready when it's pulled off of its milk?
Well, and farms have probably saw this. You know, she can lose weight. She'll be susceptible to a lot of things, something like coccidiosis, pneumonia. That's pretty common. It's commonly known as post-weaning lag. So calf seems to be doing really well. She seems to be ready. Her rumen just isn't digesting the feed she's eating, and so she doesn't have the nutrients there available to grow and support her immune system once you pull that milk away.
Angie, are there some tips that a farmer can use to determine if a calf really is ready to wean?
Right. Obviously, we need to start with a healthy calf. If she's fighting something and it's a weaning week, we need to hold off on that and give her time to get over it. Make sure that they're eating the recommended 2 to 3 pounds of grain daily for a minimum of 3 to 4 days in a row and consistently drinking water. A lot of times that calf will eat grain good for a day or two, and then she may back off for a couple days. So if you don't watch over a period of time, you might not notice that she isn't quite ready.
Some good information. So what is your tip of the day?
Well, obviously, as they're going through this time period, it's pretty stressful anyway, so keep other stressors to a minimum, meaning, you know, we don't want to dehorn right then. We don't want to try to do a lot of vaccines right then. We don't want to, you know, mess with these calves and move them at that point, try to keep things similar. Give that calf 7 to 10 days in that same hutch or pen after weaning to really monitor intakes and activity too, just to make sure that she is handling it okay.
Angie Metcalf will be back with us next Saturday for part two in our three-part series on weaning and transitioning of calves. But if you want to talk to her prior to that, just give her a call at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they always can go to the website.
Right. HeartlandCooperativeServices.com is the website. So we'll have these on there. If you missed one, you can go back and fill yourself in.
That's Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.